Are you also tired of one-size-fits-all weight loss plans? Meet Noom, the personalized solution that meets you where you are. Noom is able to understand your unique needs, from dietary restrictions to medical concerns. Unlike restrictive programs, Noom embraces your lifestyle and choices. Discover a sustainable approach to weight loss, tailored just for you. Honestly, Noom felt like it was made for me. It's not just about what I eat. It's about understanding why. With Noom, I've learned so much about myself and built healthier habits that stick. It's all about progress, not perfection. Say goodbye to restrictive diets and experience the Noom app for yourself with personalized lessons and expert coaching. Noom's psychology and biology-based approach has helped over 5.2 million people achieve their goals. Stay focused on what's important to you with Noom's psychology and biology-based approach. Sign up for your trial today at Noom.com. That's Noom.com. And check out Noom's first ever cookbook, The Noom Kitchen, for 100 healthy and delicious recipes to promote better living. Available to buy now wherever books are sold.
Ohio, ready for some quick mental health facts? Let's go. Nearly 2 million Ohioans live with a mental health condition. In the U.S., more than 50% of people will be diagnosed with a mental illness in their lifetime. Depression is a leading cause of disability worldwide. So why are some of us still stigmatizing people living with a mental health condition when we know all of this? Let's listen to the facts and beat the stigma. Ohio, challenge what you know about mental health at beatthestigma.org.
Shopify helps you sell at every stage of your business. Like that, let's put it online and see what happens stage.
And the site is live.
That we opened a store and need a fast checkout stage.
Thanks, you're all set.
That count it up and ship it around the globe stage.
This one's going to Thailand.
And that, wait, did we just hit 1 million orders stage? Whatever your stage, businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for your $1 a month trial at shopify.com/listen.
From O.J. Simpson to Super Mario World sequels, I've got 11 questions for you on 90s nostalgia. This is Trivia with Buds. And welcome to another episode of the Trivia with Buds podcast. I'm your host, Ryan Buds. I'm a trivia host in Southern California, recording this little intro in my backyard right now on a beautiful, beautiful Monday afternoon. Thanks so much for checking out the show. If you like trivia, you're in the right place. I ask a lot of questions on this show every single week, and you can play live trivia with me all over the Los Angeles area, and you can check out all the locations at triviawithbuds.com. Big special event I'm doing this Friday is all about Game of Thrones trivia. So we'll be doing one Game of Thrones round at all my live nights this week, but if you want to tame the competition and prove you are truly the person who should be sitting in the Iron Throne, you will have to come to San Gabriel's Ogopogo Brewing this Friday night from 7 to 9. Tickets are $10 on my website, and you can buy tickets at the door, but I suggest you get them on the website, and they are going pretty quick. And you're going to get some beer swag for second and third. If you get second and third, you'll get stuff from the brewery. And if you win first, you're going to get a huge box of Game of Thrones stuff, from t-shirts to artwork to stickers to a door holder that says Hodor on it. Oh, man, I got so many cool things I've been saving up for this event. So I'd love to see you. You can have up to 8 people on your team as well. So don't feel like you have to come in at it alone. You can win with a big team and then split up those prizes and have a great time bragging to everyone about that. Also, what a great place to brag. Very close to where we're doing this event is the Bristol Renaissance Fair, which is going on from now until the mid of May, I believe, or end of May, maybe. But check that out if you like Game of Thrones type stuff. The big Renaissance Fair is going on, and usually they do discount tickets at Walgreens out here on the West Coast. So be on the lookout for that. We're going to jump into today's episode in just a second. It's all about 90s nostalgia. Shout out to my friend and new Patreon subscriber, Sean De La Cruz, who was on last week doing some trivia with me. And he told me he loves nostalgia and found this show from another nostalgia-based podcast called Wreck My Podcast with Jordan Zeilinger and Kreger and my friend Cam Molidor. So if you like this show, go check out Wreck My Podcast. And if you want to be on this show, like Sean was, I'd love to have you on at some point in the future to either ask me questions or to answer some questions one-on-one with me or to just chat about pop culture and trivia in general. Always happy have you on to do that. You can email me, ryanbuds@gmail.com, if you want to be on the show. And again, we do the show every day, so I'm always looking for more content. Okay, I've had enough honest tea for this intro, so now we're going to jump into 11 questions on 90s nostalgia. This was recorded live at RT Rogers Brewing in Sierra Madre, California. Here we go.
All right, this next round is called 90s nostalgia. 90s nostalgia. If you're a child of the 90s or the 80s, I think you'll like this round, and hopefully you know a lot of these questions. Round number three, 90s nostalgia. Question number one. Which of these events happened first in the 90s? Which of these events happened first? Was it the Power Rangers premiered in the U.S., Goodfellas was released in theaters, or Tim Berners-Lee releases files describing his idea for the World Wide Web? Number one, which of these things happened first in the 90s? Power Rangers premiered, Goodfellas released, or this guy had ideas for the World Wide Web? Number one, pick one of those three options. Which thing happened first? 90s nostalgia, number one. Here's number two, 90s nostalgia. What band, two words with the same first letter, were on the cover of Rolling Stone in 1993 as the biggest new band in America? Number two, what band, two words with the same first letter, kind of like Ryan Reynolds as an example, were on the cover of Rolling Stone in 93 as the biggest new band in America? Number two, who are we talking about there? Number two. Question number three, what kind of car did OJ drive when fleeing from police in 1994? Number three, what kind of car did OJ drive when fleeing from police back in 1994? Question number four for the 90s, what was Netscape's internet browser called in 1995? Number four, what was Netscape's internet browser called back in 1995? That's number four. Number four. Question number five, who was the female co-star in the movie Good Will Hunting? Number five, who is the female co-star of Good Will Hunting? Number five, 90s nostalgia. Number five. Number six, what was the name of the first single from the Spice Girls? Number six, what was the name of the first single from the Spice Girls? You should know this, Stephanie. Number six, you're a girl, right? Number six, what was the name of the first single from the Spice Girls? Number six. Here's number seven. What was the subtitle of Super Mario World 2 on the Super Nintendo Entertainment System? It was called Super Mario World 2, colon, this title. Number seven, what was the subtitle of Super Mario World 2 on the Super NES? Number seven. Here's number eight. Which team won between the New York Giants and the Buffalo Bills at Super Bowl 25 in 1991? 50-50 chance to guess on this one. Was it the New York Giants or the Buffalo Bills at Super Bowl 25, 1991? Here comes number nine. Which cartoon series featured characters named Gadget, Monterey Jack, and Zipper? Number nine, which cartoon series featured characters named Gadget, Monterey Jack, and Zipper? Number nine. Question number 10. Here comes number 10. What product used the slogan, "The juice is loose," in the 90s? Number 10. What product used the slogan, "The juice is loose," in the 90s? Also may have been a O.J. Simpson headline at some point. Number 10. What product used the slogan, "The juice is loose," in the 90s? Here comes your bonus question for 2 points. What animated movie was the highest grossing movie of 1992? Bonus question. What animated movie was the highest grossing movie of 92? That's the end of 90s nostalgia. Any repeats for round number three? All right, we'll be right back with the answers. Thanks for playing Trivia with Butts. Here we go with the answers to round number three. This was the 90s nostalgia round. Thanks for playing along, and kind of a lower scoring round. A few teams did well, a little bit tougher than you would imagine for 90s nostalgia. Number one, which of these events happened first? Was it the Power Rangers premiering in the U.S., Goodfellas released in theaters, or Tim Berners-Lee releases files describing his idea for the World Wide Web? The first question was Goodfellas released in theaters, 1990, right at the start of the decade. Number two, what band, two words with the same first letter, were on the cover of Rolling Stone in 93 as the biggest new band in America? Counting Crows. Counting Crows. lot of guesses there. Foo Fighters would have been my guess. A lot of people wrote that. Some people wrote Beastie Boys. Some people wrote Backstreet Boys. But it was Counting Crows. Number three, what kind of car did OJ drive when fleeing from police in 94? Ford Bronco, a white one. Ford Bronco. What was the, what did he say he was running? Was there ever an explanation? It was just like, run. Like, no? All right. Number four, what was Netscape's internet browser called in 95? The Navigator, Netscape Navigator. Number five, the female co-star of Good Will Hunting, Minnie Driver. Minnie Driver. Number six, what was the name of the first single from the Spice Girls? Wannabe. Wannabe. Number seven, what was the subtitle of Super Mario World 2 on the Super NES? Yoshi's Island. Yoshi's Island. Number seven. Somebody talk somebody out of that one. Number seven.
No, this is terrible.
Number eight. Which team won between the New York Giants and Buffalo Bills at Super Bowl 25 and 91? New York Giants. Number nine. Which cartoon series featured characters named Gadget, Monterey Jack, and Zipper? Chippendale Rescue Rangers. Chippendale Rescue Rangers. Number 10, what product used the slogan, the juice is loose in the 90s, Starbursts? Very wet commercials. And for 2 points, what animated movie was the highest grossing movie of 92? Only one team got it, and the answer was Aladdin. Aladdin. Well done, everybody. Great job playing 90s nostalgia.
Boom, there it was. Another great nostalgic episode on the 90s. Did you get all those questions correct? Are you a child of the 90s or maybe the late 80s or the mid 80s like I was? I was born in 85, if you're wondering how old I am. I'm 33, going to be 34 in November. And shout out to my friend Sarah, who is celebrating her birthday, which is this Thursday. She was celebrating it yesterday with a bunch of friends over at Last Name Brewing in Upland, California. Sarah turned 34. Or is turning 34, rather, this Thursday. So happy birthday, Sarah, if you listen to the show. This show is made possible daily by listeners just like you. It's kind of like PBS when they say, hey, it's viewers like you that make this thing work. So every time I check the numbers, they always seem to be going up, and no stagnation in hits to people listening to this podcast. And that's all thanks to you telling people about it. So thank you so much for doing that. If you know a trivia fan, if you know a trivia lover, if you listen to other podcasts like Trivial Warfare or Wreck My Podcast or any of the other nostalgic or trivia-based podcasts that are out there, throw mine in the mix, and I would appreciate that. Throw it in the rotation and see how many questions you can get right on all these different shows that ask trivia questions. One of my favorites is Pod Quiz with my friend James in the UK. Check out Pod Quiz if you want straight trivia. They don't have guests on there. It's just a British dude asking questions. But sometimes that's all people are looking for. And that is a great show to check out. And I will hopefully be doing a guest round on that show very soon. I sent James the audio, and hopefully he can fit it into his schedule. And I think some of the questions from that episode, the clip that I sent him, are from today's episode. So check that out for a nice little crossover on 90s nostalgia with Pod Quiz, wherever you can listen to podcasts at. Again, if you want to support the show, go to patreon.com/triviawithbuds and join one of the different reward tiers where I mail you different fun stuff every single month. And a shout out to the people who are at the, I think it's the $15 level. There's been a reward that I have yet to post a video on, and I will definitely catch up to those very soon. And I'm going to switch that reward out because it is just a long one to tape. It's 50 questions on a certain subject that I poll Patreon subscribers on. And the first one's movie taglines. And I recorded the video. I tried to upload it. It didn't work for some reason. So now I have to like re-record it. And it just takes a little bit of time. Also, I think it's kind of a boring video. It's just me asking 50 questions. So I'm going to find either a better way to do that, or I am going to just kind of change that reward tier. And I'll get you guys something in its place that is much better and much more exciting. So if you're looking for those videos, just stay a little bit more patient, and I'll get to them very soon. Thank you guys so much for listening to this show. Thanks for telling a friend, and we'll see you tomorrow for more Trivia with Buds. Cheers.